Yibezam and Aleph, Vomer Behuda Amar Rav. 14 lines down. Asar Devarim Nivru B'Yom Rishon. There's 10 things which are created on the first day, Ve'elohein. These are they, Shemayim of Oretz, Tayhu Vavayhu, Or V'Cheshech, Ruach Umayim. So that's already 8. Midas Yom and Midas Lailo. And then the total 24-hour period concept, which is a combination of a day and a night. So Rashi learns. Which would not be, not like all those theories of that the Sheshem Bereshis are, you know, the first days are 14 billion years, you know, because there's no sun, moon and sun and star. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Okay, Shemayim Ba'oritz, see Bereshis Ba'orlakim, Esa Shemayim Ba'oritz. Okay, so we know the Bereshit created Shemayim Ba'oritz on that day. Tayu Vavoyu, Dixi Ba'oritz, Hayisa, Tayu Vavoyu. Or V'cheshech, it's Cheshech Dixi V'cheshech Apanisa Hoim. Or Dixi Ba'yom Alakim Yehior. Ruach Hamayim, Dixi Ba'ruach Alakim, Merachefes Apan Hamoyim. So apparently that Ruach, so you have to understand whatever that ruach lakim is. That's the ruach that we're referring to over here. Midas yom and midas lailo d'chsi b'hier v'yivurker yom echod. The combination of erev v'yivurker created yom echod. Okay. Tana Toyu, I don't know this next piece anymore. Whatever it is, I have no idea exactly what it means. Toyu is Kavi Yorik, Shemagib is Kolo Elam Kuloi, Shemenu Yetze Choshech. The Toyu is this green circle, line literally, which goes around the whole world. And out of that comes Choshech. Shnimer Yoshes Choshech Sisroi Svivoy Sov. So the Choshech comes, there's a concept of a Pesaser which goes around it, so there's this dark circle which surrounds the Shemayim.
You know where the Yorok came from?
As much as I know is what I just read.
Yeah, I mean, it suggests that the darkness is not the absence of light, but
that's clear. The more is, first of all, the more it talks about Cheshev being a Bria, Sardarim Nivru. Right there, the Achrayim, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and the others pick up that at least the Choshech, which is referring to over here, seems to be a few of the Achrayim that Tziv say that there are two types of Choshech. There's a Choshech which is an actual Metzius, and there's a Choshech which is just the absence of light. But this Choshech over here we're referring to is, it says it was a Bria, was something of, which generated, it was generated. Boyu, okay. Which, next piece of Gemara, I understand, is better, as good as I understand the first one. So the Boyu says that Elu Avonim Hamufulomois Hamushukos Petohim. It's wet stones which are found in the Tohim. Shemem Yotzin Mayim. Out of them comes water. Shemem Benota Olov. Benota Olov Kavim. Give me the. Let me get the process over here. Sorry. So the pasuk refers to bayu is avonim. So these, so there you see that the idea that tayu was a kav, and then you see bayu is a idea of avonim. Okay. For the Merkasha, but Orbi Rishon Ivri was Or created on the Yom Rishon. Laksiba Yitain Loisam Elokim Berki Hashemayim. Laksiba Yitain Rabbi Yivaka Yom Ravi. It refers to putting the Ma'aros in the Berki Hashemayim on Yom Ravi. So our answers that the understanding over here is Ke Elo Elo, but the backwards of Elo Ke the Rebbe Elazar. Dabar Rabbi Elazar, Orish Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu Rishon, Adam Sefer by Misefer Olam Bat Sefer. The light which Rishon created on day one was such a enlightening light that a person could see with it from one end of the world to the other. Kimishin Istakal Kodesh Baruch Hu B'dor Hamabu, U'B'dor Haflaga, Rishon Maseim Mikukavim. Rishon understood that there are dervis which would not deserve to have such a light or would abuse such a light. For example, Dara Mabel and Dara Flaga. So Hashem took that ore and he hid it. Gunosim Mehen, Shinemar, Ayim the Rishoyim, Aram, he took away from the Rishoyim their light, which means the light which really the world had, which should have been fit they should have. Hashem took it away from them. So where did the Rishon, for whom did the Rishon hide it? The Tzaddikim lost the love. It's for the Tzaddikim. Shenemar, Vayar Elokim es Or Ki Toiv. Hashem saw the Or Ki Toiv. So he's understanding it means that it's for the ones which are Toiv. Vayetov Elo Tzaddik, Shenemar, Imu Tzaddik Ki Toiv. The Tzaddik is called Ki Toiv. So once the Rishon saw that the Or was hidden away for the Tzaddikim, so the Or that it was, the Or saw that it was put away for the Tzaddikim, so the Or was Somach, the Or was happy. Bach has the word, it says Miyad Somach. Shemar Or Tzaddikim Yismach, the Or which is for the Tzaddikim will be happy. So the Or, this is famous, the Sherman quotes this Gemara, that it's Eli Gadol, the Bria, that there's Eichel, the Mishamish, the Tzaddik, the person created the Bria, that everything the Bria raises or is lowered based on the Maisim of Bnei Adam. So whenever they're connected to a tzaddik, which raises them, they consider it as it's something which they're happy about. It brings this Gemara. It brings the story with Yaakov Avinu, with the Avonim, that went under Yaakov Avinu's head, and each one says that I lie in the tzaddik roshay, that each one wanted to be under the head of Yaakov Avinu, because it's an ili gadol. So that's these are even by things which are inanimate, as we perceive them, stones or light, they have a concept of it's considered an ili for them to be mishamish and tzaddik. To tell you, there is a the Gemara here says the Rishon was garnished for tzaddikim. The Medrash says the Rishon was garnished in the Torah. The Rishon took that or and he was garnished in the Torah. And Rashi Gifty used to always say over this Gemara, would say with a Medrash that. You know, you have stories with these tzaddikim where they saw things which were like totally impossible to see. So he says what, they were using this ore. And he gave one ma'aseh which he said over was a ma'aseh to Rabbanan. Rabbanan was walking with the Chafetz Chaim, and the Reb Chassel Bramsky had been imprisoned by the Soviet authorities, the communists, and there was a worldwide outcry against what they've done. He was a rabbi of the city of Slutsk. And Chabad Chaim was very worried about it. There used to be a minute, I don't know if you ever remember it or not. It used to be a minute before the fall of the Soviet Russia. By the night of Yom Kippur, there used to be a special tefillah said for the people in Russia with Tillim, and then there was a paragraph where he used to say a tefillah that was composed by the Chofetz Chaim. And he was Masak, and everybody should say it the night of Yom Kippur. So everybody used to say it. So Chofetz Chaim and Rav Chana were walking Erev Yom Kippur, and Chofetz Chaim stopped. Rav Chana said, "Over." Chofetz Chaim stopped, and he looked like he's looking out into the distance. And he says, "The Bolsheviki weren't successful. They were not successful." And Rav Chana says, "Whatever." He looked at his watch then to see what time it was. Like, I don't know what he's talking about. You know, but he looked at his watch, and he said, "They freed the Sutskarov is a race from Turma." He was in Siberia. They freed him from prison. A few days later, they met the Sutsurov. He came out. Rav Chana met him. He came out, and he asked him what happened. He says, "Erev Yom Kippur, they called him in over there, and it's time. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They told me he has to sign an affidavit that he's now free to go home." And that's exactly the time that Rav Chana had seen on his watch. It says, "What was this Chofetz Chaim was seeing?" Look, he said he was stuck. He was looking into the distance. He was seeing something. So Rishiva said, "What was this?" Says the or. He was seeing the or, which is Sima Sefer El Matzayfa. He was seeing something. He was actually seeing him being freed. You hear the Ma'isa. It's like, you got to be like a little bit Chassidish to believe the Ma'isa. You know, Chofetz Chaim wasn't a Chassid. She one time said about the stipend, there was mice with the stipend, like a few times, he saw things. She said about the Hesper and the stipler that there was a mice one time somebody said about the Chassam Sofer, that he went to visit the Chassam Sofer and he saw something with the Chassam Sofer. So somebody used to learn in a room, but it was totally windowless, except there was one small window up in the corner. He says he sits in this room with no windows, and from that little window that he sees more in the world than anybody else is able to see. That's what the person said about the Chassam Sofer. So the Rishiva said over that story is his uptight of the stipler. He sat. He says, "And how did he see?" He says, "Very simple. The person was undertook at the age of 13. He undertook to learn Torah Lishma the rest of his life." And the person who undertakes to learn Torah Lishma and learns Torah Lishma, the person put the aura in the Torah, he's able to have the aura of Torah, and he sees things. Or Kitanoi. So this shot over here that we're saying exactly when the aura, what happened to the aura, is Machlokes Tanoi. Or Shabbat Kodesh Baruch will be a mission. Adam Sefer Mabit by Misefer Adam Bat Sefer. Nivir Rebbe Yaakov. That the Bershom created this or, and a person can see with that or, Misefer Adam Bat Sefer. So that or is a different or than what we live with right now. Chomim Armim, Hein Hein Ma'arois. No, that or which it's referring to in Yom Rishon really was the Ma'arois, the sun and the moon. Should never be a mission. Well, I need the word Yom Rabbi. No, those are the same one. It's not different or. It's the same or. And the pshat and the steer in the psukim is that it was created in Yom Rishon, but it was not put into the rikia to function till Yom Rabbi. Ketzi Rashi. Fourth narrow line. No, that's the wrong one. Toyev Bayu. Come on, Farash. The more explains what Toyev Bayu are. Means Yemen is Lila Chabdal Shos Ben Shneim. That and a a dark period and light period together creates 24 hours. Yoshes Choshech Svivoy Sov. It's a person set Chosh around him. So we don't see that that's referring to specifically to the Toyu, but we see that there is a Kav of Cheshech which goes around the Shemayim. It's that they're wet. So but we do see now from this other pasuk that it's Kav and Avonim. Okay. So the Gemara. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. Amar Rav. Vasar Devar Nivra Ha'olam. There were 10 things which were used to create the world. The Chochma Ubi Tzvuna. The Bashan created with Chochma and Tzvuna Ubi Das. Ubi Kayach. Ubi Ge'ora. And with Ge'ora is shouting, bikvura. We'll see what that means. Bikvura with strength, with tzedek, with mishpat, with chesed, with berachamim. Okay, bechochma b'suna. Where do you see the Bereshim use chochma and tuna? Bechsev Hashem bechochma yosad aritz. Karin shemayim b'suna. So, pasuk says that the Bereshim pasuk in Mishlei, the Bereshim created, he founded the world. The Yosad Arz, the Yosad, the foundation of the world was Bechachma, and he established Lashon of the Kohen and put it on its Kan, and it's found also the language of foundation. Shemaim, the Tuna. So Rashi used Chachma and Tuna to establish the world. In general, Rashi says, what are Chachma and Tuna? So we talk about Chochma, Bina, and Das. Chochma, Tvuna, and Das. So Chochma is knowledge. Tvuna is understanding. It's usually referred to the idea. So if, on our end, that would mean that we receive a piece of information and we understand, we get the basic points of it. That's called Chochma. We understand it to the point that we can then extrapolate and apply it. So we now have a tzvuna of it. We have a havana in it. It's a mevin davar mitoch davar. Rashi says ability to extrapolate, which means our knowledge of it is valid to the extent that we can use it and apply it. It is called tzvuna, and the das is a little bit more difficult to put your finger on exactly what das is. Das is where a person takes the knowledge that he has and integrates it into his being to the point that it becomes an integral part of the being of the person. That's why das is used to refer to intimacy between husband and wife. It's referred to as an act of das, because human beings combined together but to become one, that's referred to an act of das. They become, you cannot really, the physical intimacy has to go together with an emotional and the intellectual intimacy. And that's when a person truly knows someone, they truly become combined with someone. So when it comes to the concept of knowledge, when it integrates into the person to become part of his being, is a defining element of his being, we say that he truly knows something. Truly understands it is the act of das. If you don't truly integrate it into your being, you don't truly have a feel for it. So that's referred to das. Bedas to see, bedai to tahimos nifkahu. So Pasuk says also Mishlei with the Bereshim's das, he broke open the tahimos. Okay. Now, Rashi says over here that Rashi says das, and the application of das over here is a little bit difficult. Rashi says Rashi says Begishuv, like we talk about the Yishuv Hadas. So Rashi uses the word Das, where to mean Yishuv. It was done with contemplation. It tells him, we always remember the story of Yishuv Hadas. There was a Maisa once, one of the Talmidim asked, just took a letz of a Talmud, he went to Master Rashiva, Mamotel Zatzal, about to Rishos to do something. So Mamotel said, you have to think about it, you have to sit and think about it. It's called Yishuv. That was one of his favorite phrases, was Yishuv Hadas. So he went back to him a few days later. Yishuv Hadas, you know, to think about it, contemplate it well before we do something. This happened a few times. He says, Rebbe, he says, how long can you sit in your das? Yeshiva, Yishuv Hadas. It says, Vi lankim zitzur lachum das. You know, this. So that's the story tells what Yishuv Hadas. Okay, b'kayach b'gvur d'chsev mechin harim b'kayachay nezar b'gvura. So the Bereshit set. Established the Horim, prepared the Horim through Kayach and Gevura. Mika'ara. So Gora seems to be the one over here which doesn't seem to fit into the rest of the group. In other words, we sort of relate to all of the ideas of the Bereshit created using the Kayachas, you know, whatever that means. Bereshit used his different Kayachas to create the Bria. There was intelligence, there was the ability. The Bereshit infused the world with Chesed Tzedek Mishpat, Chesed Barachamim. So we sort of relate to all of those. The Gora, the Bereshit yelled at it, you know, yelled at the world. So what's that referring to? The Mor brings a pasuk. The pillars of the Shemayim were tottering. They were very faith. They were still not well set in. V'yismu migaarosoi, and they were overwhelmed and bewildered by the gaara, the yell of the Kadosh Baruch Hu at them. Rashi brings this. In the Chumash, give it to Rashi. Rashi. Yehira Kiya. So, B'Sech HaMoyim. Even was created by Yom Rishon. They were still wet. And they hardened and they sheni. Migaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyer at them. They were on day one, they were your faithful. They were still wavering. Koyom Rishon. Vesheni Yismu Migarasoi. The person who gets overwhelmed and stops, when the one who comes to scare them is Goyer in them. Okay, now what does that mean? The more explains it a little bit, the more comes back to it. Okay, we'll get back to it in a second. That was the foundation of the Bereshit's Kisei. Chesed v'rachim, Zcharachamecha, Hashem v'chasadecha, Kimei Alam Hema, Chesed v'rachim were already there from the beginning. V'amar v'yudah m'rav, V'yudah m'rav then says, V'sho shabor HaKadosh Baruch Hu sa'olam, Hoyim marchi v'harlich, the world was expanding. K'shtei p'kiyos shalshesi, like two, if you could picture the chassis threads, you have the you would make when you would spin it, you put it on a bobbin, right? You put it on this So as you're doing this, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You picture the thing getting expanding and expanding and expanding. Achigar Baruch Baruch Hu Behemim, the Bershim was goyer in it and stopped it. Shenemar and what is Shemir Feifu? Yismu Megar Rasoit.
Why two balls? And I can see one ball. What's with the two?
I don't know. And that's one of the Reish Lakish. My Dachsiba Ni Kel Shakai. Bershim is called Shakai, and Iyush Amarti Loilomi Die. I'm the one that told the Bria it's enough. And the more brings Omer Shlokish, Yeshua Shabaruch and Shabaruch was a Yam, Hoya Marchi Vahalich, the Yam was expanding. Ashagar Baruch and Shabaruch, Bershim was Gair in it, and the Yipshoy, and it caused it to become dry. The end of it became dry. Shenemar Gar Bayom. Bresham was Gar Bayam Vayab Shehu, and he caused it to dry. V'chol ha'noharois hecheriv, and all of the rivers Bresham made them dry out also. Okay, so there's a Hagam Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, which is referred to as Ge'ara. And the Bresham used it in the process of not in the element of, in a certain sense, of the creation, but in the element of creating limits in something. The same way we relate to the idea of that the master has forcible control over something, which is expressed by the idea of Ge'ara. So the Bresham puts his control over the Bria, that it doesn't go where he doesn't want it to go. That's the Midah of Ge'ara. So the other Midahs are not Midahs which express control so much as the element of creation which the Bresham created. The Bresham has a Midah of Ge'ara, which is the Midah of control over the Bria, and that's referred to in the name of Hashem, which is referred to as Shakai. The Midah of Shakai is the Midah of where the Bresham expresses his control over the Bria. You know, this is the idea of the Bresham has a Midah of Shakai, that the world was expanding, and the Bresham stopped it. That's, you know, your physicist, your frum physicist, like you like to talk about your element of expansion is your Big Bang, right? So you picture everything expanding. There's a moment of Bria, and everything is expanding. So I don't know too much about the Big Bang. So exactly, I'm not sure where in the Big Bang there's the end of the expansion. But they do agree that there is an end to the universe, most of them. So if there's an end of the universe, there has to be some element of limit, which the Russian was putting on there. Without getting involved in physics, it's the Midah of Ge'ara is a tremendous element that the Rosh was Mechadish and the Bria, because all of the Baal Kabbalah talk about that the biggest Chiddush of the Bria is that an infinite being can create something which is finite. That's the part of the Chiddush of the Bria, is, you know, something which is infinite. What he creates should be infinite. And that the infinite being creates something which is finite is the Chiddush. That's part of the Chiddush of the Bria, that Bereshit put limits on the Bria. That's the Bereshit's Bria. Bereshit could have, and we would expect possibly that he would have or should have created something which is limitless. But the Bria is limited. That's part of the Chiddush. The whole Chiddush of Bria really is... it's something which, I mean, obviously, this is getting close to malamata. But the concept of Bria itself doesn't really make 100%, doesn't fit. because there's a tremendous machshava. I tell you this once from the Balatanya. The Balatanya says that we talk about that, we refer to the Bria as Yesh, that's Yesh Miayin. From nothingness, Hashem created something. Says he refers to the Bria as Ayin Miyesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Yesh. He is the only true Metzias. And Hashem created a reality, created something which allows us to perceive that Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't there. That it has its own, seemingly has its own existence, which is not really true. All it is really just a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we perceive it as having an independent reality. That's not real, that it has an independent reality. So Hashem created an ayin, a nothingness, out of the yesh of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, out of the real reality of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem created a world which is empty, which seems to be empty. That's the concept of, I mentioned to you this in the same context. We must have talked about it, like the Chilul Hashem. That's what the Zohar says, that the word Chilul Hashem, the word Chilul comes to the word Chalal, void or emptiness. When you empty a Kadosh Baruch Hu out of the Bria, that's an act, that's, you make a Chalal, a void, that's called Chilul Hashem. Because, what do you mean? The Bereshim's everywhere. And you are strengthening the perception that if a Bereshim is not there, you can do whatever you want against the Metzias of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you're emptying out the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you're voiding Hashem from that spot. That's called the act of Chilul Hashem. So the Bria, that the Hashem creates something which seems to have an existence other than the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's this other existence is at least some unfortunate. That's all contained in the Midah of Ge'ara. The meat of the Bereshim creates this limited, called physical, but it's not necessarily physical, but this reality which has an existence. That's all under the meat of Ge'ara. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Chokma Yudea Mashalom. Now, I'm not Rashi necessarily applying it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying by us, at least, Chacham is one who knows what he learns, so that's knowledge. Tuna who shumei ben davar chadash mipil b'chof masay. For based on what he knows, he's now able to create, generate something new. Means the knowledge is so intense that he understands it so well that he can say, well, if this is true, then X has to be true. That's a much different level of understanding something than just knowing the information. Das is Yishuv. Kerchu kercha Zroya, that's the Gvura, Gvur Saleh. So Rashi says that Gvura is more like courage, and Kerch is the strength. Gvura Nazifa is to express displeasure. Jeremina the Kamon Shagoya Boyva Omat. Kiyo is Lumi Shil Balas. Shem Rabbana Bashamay Malu Sov. No, that's right too. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. I'm sorry, I'm not so helpful in this Gemara. It's not a Gemara which is necessarily easy to be so helpful as you get involved in Kabbalah. The order of the Bria was Shemayim and then Oretz. Shenemar Bereshis Bor Elokim, he says Shemayim, he says Oretz. In the beginning, Hashem created Shemayim and Oretz. So the order is Shemayim and then Oretz. Bishalom Oretz Nivres Tchilo, Bachakach Shemayim. The listeners know that the order of the Bria was that Oretz was created first. Shenemar later on says, "Vayema says Hashem Elokim Eretz v'Shemayim." So the pasuk says, "Hashem created Eretz and then Shemayim." Abba Beisil beShamay. Beisil says the beShamay. With the Reichem, according to your understanding, it's going to come out a difficult point. Because Adam Berna Aliyah Bachakach Berna Bayas, you don't build the second floor before you build the first floor. Shenemar Haberna Bashamayim Ma'aloisav Agudusayal Eretz Yisoda. So it refers to the Shemayim as Ma'aloisav, or she says as the upper level. Okay? So if you refer to the the Bereshit created the Bria with layers and layers and layers. There's different higher and higher and higher points. The different Galgalim are one above the other. But the Agudasoy, everything which he bound it together is the foundation down here in the world, which is Rashi says over there, it's referring to the tzaddikim. Okay, but the more is understanding over here that it refers to the Shemayim as the Ma'aloisav. Okay, so in this pasuk, it's clear understanding what the pasuk is saying is that the more is understanding that the pasuk is saying the. The Shemayim is to be perceived as an extension of the Oretz. The Iker of the Bria is obviously it's a funny combination. You know, we understand the Malachim are much more significant than Bnei Adam, in the sense, you know, they're much more powerful and much more Kaddish, etc. But the Iker is still Adam. The Iker still is what's down here in the ground, because the Malachim are dependent upon us. So we have the Russian created the Oritz, Tehila, and then the Russian created Shemayim. If the Mor is not discussing a time factor exactly. But if we talk about the Bereshit talks about Bria, so the Bereshit, the concept of so what I'm looking for. So an architect, see, he builds a building. So obviously the last step of the building is when you finally move in. But it's obvious to everybody that was really the first step also, because that's the tachlis of everything. So the purpose, and from out of the purpose was everything else was generated. The actual fruition of the purpose only came at the end, but the purpose has to precede everything else. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, where there's no physical reactions, so the purpose generates the reality at the same time. The Bereshit created the Bria that he should have many Adam, which have Bechira, which would and that's why the Bereshit created the Bria. So even though the Bereshit made Adam on Yom Shishi, but and there's all the steps that got there, but Adam in a certain sense is the generator of the Bria, because without the Adam, the purpose, there wouldn't be Bria.
Yeah, but
that's referred to as Soif Ma'aseh B'machshavat Tchila.
But that's only if you accept the opinion that everything's created for man. That man's part of the formula.
What's the other?
The other formula could be that man is just one small part of the whole formula. The formula is for everything to be part of, coexist, et cetera, et cetera. And man is just part of it. We fulfill our role.
I mean, I don't know whose that opinion is. That's not the Torah opinion.
Well, no, obviously not.
Okay, so I'm going with the Torah opinion. We're talking about Bria.
Actually, Shammai was saying, he's saying, actually, it's sort of part of
it. Let's see. So you understand that Oritz is the first part of creation in the sense that Orish generates everything else. So again, when you talk about time wise, the Bresha doesn't, it's not, the time is a very difficult concept by Kodesh Baruch. When you talk about the Bresha generating things in time, time doesn't apply to Kodesh Baruch. So when you talk about Rishon and Sheni, Tchila and that, you're talking about, you know, function and purpose more than you're talking about time. So Basil says Oretz came first. I mean, that's what generated everything. And the Shemaim is just referred to as the Ma'alos above the ground. Amalim Beisham and the Beisilu, the Rechem, I have a pasuk which is not going to work like that. Amalim Oisah Sharaf Raf, Hagat Oisah Kizay, do you make the footstool before you make the chair? Shenemar Kemar Hashem Hashemayim Kisi, Va'aretz Adoim Ragloi. The Shemayim is my kisei, and the Oretz is just Hadar Magloi, it's just the footstool. So, you know, the order is kisei and then footstool. So, the kisei is where the one seats himself. If you understand that the tachlis of the Bria is to be an expression of the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which that's the tachlis of the Bria, is that expression of the Kavod. The Bresham seats himself, so the Kisei is the place where the Bresham puts himself and then generates the, from the Kisei of the Melech, he directs everything, so that's why the Shemaim is referred to as the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of the Haggads of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are expressed in the concept of Kisei, and they're expressed down here, then you put your feet down, which means... And it's expressed down into this world. So the order of, and you know, if you're familiar at all with the spheres, so you have this fascinating concept that, you're familiar with the spheres at all? Okay, the spheres are, the order of the spheres is, the highest sphere is Keser, the 10 spheres, the 10 Kabbalistic emanations of a Kabbalistic world, right? So the highest one is Keser, and the lowest one is Malchus. Now that sounds very, you know, what is it between Keser and Malchus? I mean, they sound quite different, quite similar. So Keser is again, the Tachas of the Bria is the Bresham should be given. The Kavod of Bria, the human beings should generate a Keser to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Tachas is the Bresham created a world for Keser. But it's only expressed when it finally comes down to this world and the human beings actually do it. So the first element is Keser. That's what generates everything, is the purpose. And the final expression of it is when it actually happens here down in the world, which is the Midah Malchus. So you sort of get back to where you started from. So Keser and Malchus are very similar to each other in many ways. Malchus is the lowest, and Keser is the highest. So I can look at it from both ends. So and say that, well, that the tachlis of everything is the Keser, which is the Bresham's kisei, the kaicham and hagar and the bria, that Bresham's cover should be expressed in the world. And then that being so, the Bresham created the Oretz to express it in. So both elements, Beishame's approach and Beisila's approach, are both are true. Therefore, the Chachamim say that both were generated together. Now, believe me, if you think I understand them, the three tzadim of the Machloek, because I don't. Shenemar af yodi yosta oritz, v'mini tipcha shemayim. So the Bresham's hand founded the world, and his right hand was touched or created shemayim. And then the pasuk ends off with Karani Aleim yomdu. Yamdu Yachtov. So the pasuk says the Bresham called to them that they came together as one. So v'idach. So Beisham is still wondering with the pasuk Yachtov. My Yachtov is being Yachtov. The Lamishtalfi may have done it. He could not separate the two. Mor says, okay, fine. You know, so. That's very nice. We have three different shittas and three different psukim. Everything is wonderful. But what do we do with the psukim? It's a kosher krumi adadi. We have a steer in the psukim. You know, we're going to have to leave it here. Let's hold it here.